B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, approximately a third of the way down from Daf Yud Aleph Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Reb Meir Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh V'Soyrfin B'tchilas Sheish. And this Mishnah is a continuation from what we've seen previously. We've learned that from after the sixth hour of the day, and we've already discussed that these hours are not hours, 60-minute hours, as we have them on our clocks. Rather, every day is split up into 12. A 12th of a day is called a halachic hour. The night is split into 12. A 12th of the night is a halachic hour of the night. Obviously, the hours of the day and the hours of the night are not going to be the same length. It depends on the length of the day, the length of the night. After 6 hours, that means from the middle of the day, Chatzos Hayoyim, and on, it's Osur Min HaTorah to have any benefit from the Chometz, to eat the Chometz Chas V'Shalom on Erev Pesach. However, the Chachomim said that you have to get rid of the Chometz, you have to dispose of the Chometz already an hour before that, at the beginning of the 6th hour. So Rav Meir says that you're allowed to eat chometz until the end of the 5th hour of the day, oichlin kol chomesh, v'sayrfin b'tchilas sheish, and even though min hatayra you could continue eating until the end of the 6th hour, and then immediately burn it. However, the Chachomim said, no, make sure that you burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour of the day, in order that by the time the 7th hour comes, it will be clear that the chometz is gone, and there should be no room for confusion. Sometimes the 6th and the 7th hour could get confused. We're going to learn about that in the Gemara. We want to leave no room for confusion that Chas V'Shalom, somebody should end up eating chometz after the 6th hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda is even more stringent than Rabbi Meir. He says, Oichlin kol arba. You're only allowed to eat chometz until the end of the 4th hour of the day. Not like Rabbi Meir said that you can eat it till the end of the 5th hour of the day. V'toilin kol chomish. And the 5th hour, you don't need to burn the chometz yet, but you're not allowed to eat the chometz. And we're going to see in the Gemara why. And besides for not eating the chometz and not having to burn the chometz, you are allowed to feed your animals with the chometz during the 5th hour. The seraphim b'tchilas sheish, and you burn the chometz at the beginning of the 6th hour. V'oid omer Rabbi Yehuda, another detail which Rabbi Yehuda said, shtei chalois shel toida psulois, there was two loaves of the korban toida, that two chometz loaves of korban toida that had become posel, and they were menachos al gav itzteba, and they were placed on top of the benches on the harabais that everybody could see them, and kolzman shemunachos, all the while that these two loaves were together, were on the bench on the itzteba, kolom oichlin, everybody knew that you could still eat chometz. That means that for the first 4 hours of the day, these breads were there. Nitla achas. As soon as the people saw that one of these breads were taken away, were removed from the itzteba, and that was at the beginning of the 5th hour, they knew that toilin, they knew that from now, you're not midrabonon, you shouldn't eat chometz anymore, but you don't yet have to burn it. Loi oichlin, v'loi sorfin, you don't continue eating chometz, but you don't have to burn it yet. Nitlu shten, when both of the chalas, when the second of these loaves were taken away from the itzteba, everybody knew, now it's the beginning of the 6th hour. Hischilu kolom sorfin, everybody started burning their chometz. So those were the two opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Rabbi Gamliel's got a third opinion. He says that chulin necholin kol arba. In this aspect, it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda, one's allowed to eat regular food for the first 4 hours of the day. Utruma kol chomish, you're allowed to eat truma even during the 5th hour, because to destroy the truma, when you could still eat the truma, you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, we want to allow people to eat the truma as much as possible in order to avoid having to burn it. The truma that's chometz will have to get burnt if it's not eaten on time. V'soyrfin b'tchilas sheish, and at the beginning of the 6th hour, and in this aspect, it's the same as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, chometz is burnt at the beginning of the 6th hour. So that was the machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara is primarily going to be discussing Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says you can eat right to the end of the 5th hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only eat till the end of the 4th hour, and then you burn the chometz at the beginning of the 6th hour. And now the Gemara is going to seemingly digress, but it's going to be an issue, and the Gemara is going to have to sort out the following with what we've seen in our Mishnah. That there's other halachas where the time of the day is very relevant. And that is when people are giving testimony. For example, if two witnesses come, Reuven and Shimon come and give testimony in a Beis Din, and they say that Levi killed Yehuda. If they are right, if they're saying the truth, then Levi will get the death penalty, assuming that he was warned with many other halachas. And in order to determine that Reuven and Shimon are actually not lying, that they're saying the truth, they are cross-examined, they are questioned. There's drishos, there's chakirois, and they're going to be asked about the time of the day that they saw, supposedly saw, that Levi killed Yehuda. And they're going to say, what time of the day? Reuven is going to say the time, and obviously not in front of Shimon. And Shimon's going to be asked what time, and if the two are the same, if they're both saying the same time, then there's a good chance they're not lying. If one of them says that the time was at 6 in the morning and the other one says it was 6 in the evening, it's clear that there's something going on here. These are not two witnesses that are testifying to the same act, to the same deed being done, because one saw it at 6 in the morning, one saw it at 6 in the evening. The question is, are we allowing for any human error and discrepancy that within a certain amount of time we say it's considered as if they said the same time? For example, if one person said that the murder happened at 1 o'clock and the other one said it happened at 1:05, we can assume that they both saw the same act and they were just 5 minutes out and on the clock and they just made a mistake. The question is, how broad of a mistake, of a discrepancy between the two witnesses, in order that the witnesses are still considered a valid and accepted set of witnesses that could ultimately cause Levi to actually be killed? Or at some point we say that's it, the gap is too big, and they are not considered as a set of witnesses. And that's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Tnan Hosam. We learnt in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Echod Oimer Bishnayim B'chodesh. Ve'echod Omer B'shloisha. What happens if they both said that the murder happened on Monday, but one of them said it was on the 2nd of the Nisan, and the other one said it was the 3rd of Nisan? Because one of the things they asked is, what day of the month is it? Did it happen? They also asked what day of the week it happened. If there's a discrepancy between the date, a day apart, Eduson Kayemis, the Mishnah says, nonetheless, their testimony is accepted. We know that sometimes a month could have 29 days and day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, and sometimes it can have 30 days and day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. And not everybody always knew when Rosh Chodesh was. This is talking about pre-calendar days. So it could be that they knew that it happened on the Monday. Just one of the witnesses knew that Rosh Chodesh was the day earlier, and therefore he said it was on the 3rd of the month, and the other one didn't know, and he thought it was the 2nd of the month. But there's no reason to believe that they're actually lying, and they're not giving testimony to the same scene. This one knew that the previous month had an extra day, and the other witness did not know that the month had an extra day. Echad Omer B'Shloisha. What happens if one of them said it was on Gimel Nisan, on the 3rd of Nisan, the other one said it was on the 5th of Nisan? Now they're 2 days apart. Eidusan Betela. At that point, we nullify their testimony, and we say this is not a set of Eidim that we can accept. Echad Omer B'shtei Shois. Now we're going to the time, because they're going to be asked, amongst others, they're going to be asked 7 fundamental questions. Besides those 7, there's a number of other questions, but these 7 are very, very important questions. These 7 are going to focus, one of the 7 are going to focus on the place it happened. The two witnesses are going to be asked where it happened, and the other 6 are going to be when it happened. We're going to see. And one of the questions is, what time was it? So what happens if Echad Oimer B'shtei Shois? One of the witnesses, Reuven, said it happened 2 hours in the day, within the second hour of the day. And Shimon said it happened in the 3rd hour of the day. Eduson Kayemis. We still accept their testimony. Echad Oimer B'Sholish, if one said it happened in the third hour of the day, Ve'echad Oimer B'Chomish, and the other one said it happened in the fifth hour of the day, Eduson B'Teila. Then we nullify their testimony. Divir Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Oimer. Reb Yehuda, as we similar to in our Mishnah, that Reb Yehuda has a longer span of confusion, thereby only allowing people to eat chomets in the fourth hour and not in the fifth hour like Reb Meir, because he's leaving room for a larger mistake to happen. The same is going to be here, not the same amount of mistake. The Gemara is going to discuss that, but Reb Yehuda is going to allow for a little bit more discrepancy between the two witnesses before we say that they are invalid. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Eduson Kayemes. Reb Yehuda says that in the event that one of them said that it happened in the third hour of the day and the other one said the fifth hour of the day, Reb Meir said the Edus is bottle. Reb Yehuda says no, the Edus is still valid. Echad Oimer B'Chomesh V'Echad Oimer B'Sheva. However, Reb Yehuda says that if one says it happened at fifth hour of the day, and the other one said it happened in the seventh hour of the day, even though the distance between 5 and 7 is the same as the distance between 3 and 5, however, Eduson B'Teila, over here we take it for granted that there's something wrong, there's something fishy with the witness, with the testimony, because Shebechomesh Chamo B'Mizrach U'Besheva Chamo B'Mayriv. Chomesh is 2 hours, the fifth hour is 2 hours before midday. The seventh hour is the hour after midday. At midday, the sun moves over from the east to the west. And the shade, when a person's shadow also moves over from the west to the east. All the while that the sun is on the east, a person's shadow is on the west. When the sun moves over to the west, then his shadow is going to be on the east. So it's very clear to be aware as to, is it before midday, is it after midday? That's something that they should all have been aware of. So if one witness says it was before midday and the other one says it was after midday, that's already too much to expect and to still say that they're not, that there's not a discrepancy here. And there even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. And that is the end of the Mishnah. Omar Abaye, we're now going to have three different explanations into the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda regarding the testimony. And in where they're arguing, that Reb Meir says that if one says the second hour of the day, one says the third hour of the day, Reb Meir says that's okay. It's not considered as a discrepancy. However, if it's the third hour and the fifth hour, there Reb Meir says it is a discrepancy. The gap between the two times is too big, and Reb Yehuda says it's still okay. Omar Abaye, Kushatim Tzaloimar, if you try and understand what's going on with the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, it's as follows. L'divri Reb Meir, Ein Odom Toya V'Loi Klum. Abaye maintains, in this version of Abaye, in the first version of Abaye, that Reb Meir says, Ein Odom Toya V'Loi Klum. People do not make mistake with the time. Period. There is no making mistakes with times at all. And we'll soon have to understand that, because if there's no making a mistake, where Reb Meir said clearly that if one of the Edim say it's the second hour and the other one said the third hour, that it's still valid. If people don't make mistakes, then they're clearly giving testimony on a different time. So how can we say that it's not a discrepancy? We'll soon get there. The Divrei Reb Yehuda, Odom Toya Chetzi Shah. In this version of Abaye, Reb Yehuda says people make a mistake, a maximum of half an hour of a mistake. Within half an hour, it's a mistake. Beyond that, not. And now the Gemara is going to explain. L'divrei Reb Meir, ein odom toya v'loi klum. That according to Reb Meir, that people don't make a mistake at all. How are we going to understand what it says in the Mishnah that if one witness says it happened in the second hour, and the other witness says it happened in the third hour, it's not a discrepancy? How can it not be a discrepancy if people don't make mistakes at all? Ma'isa ki hava b'meifak tarati u'mayil klas. Because we assume that the incident happened exactly at the transition between the end of the second hour and the beginning of the third hour. V'haduk omar shtayim. So this Ruvain who said that the incident happened in the second hour, b'seif shtayim, he meant right at the end of the second hour. V'haduk omar sholish. And Shimon that said that the incident happened in the third hour, b'tchilas sholish. It happened at the beginning of the third hour. And the end of the second hour and the beginning of the third hour is the same time. And therefore, only in that case, Rav Meir says it's not a discrepancy because they actually meant the same time. Rav Yehuda, according to this version in Abaya, Rav Yehuda says people can make a mistake of up to half an hour. What does that mean? Rav Yehuda says that if you have a case where one says the third hour and the other one says the fifth hour, and nonetheless it's valid, between the third hour and the fifth hour is more than half an hour. Maisa ki hava bepalga de arba. The story happened halfway into the fourth hour. Bepalga de arba hava. Reuven said the incident happened in the third hour. He meant Basayf Sholish, right at the end of the third hour, which is exactly half an hour before the middle of the fourth hour. He just made a mistake of half an hour early. Instead of saying it happened in the middle of the fourth hour, he said it happened in the third hour, meaning the end of the third hour. And Shimon said that the incident happened in the fifth hour. B'tchilas chomish, he meant right at the beginning of the fifth hour, and he made a mistake, but only half an hour. Ukatoi palga d'shaita l'achiri, he just made a mistake half an hour, that instead of saying halfway into the fourth hour, he said it happened exactly at the beginning of the fifth hour, which is half an hour later. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mistake is a maximum of half an hour, not more. We're going to have to understand how it works with our Mishnah. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, if people only make a mistake half an hour, why do you have to stop them eating chometz at the end of the fourth hour? That's something the Gemara is going to come to later. But that was the first version of Abaya. And the Gemara is soon going to ask the obvious question. You have Reuven and Shimon. One says the third hour, the other one says the fifth hour. Then if you say that Rabbi Yehuda says people don't make a mistake of more than half an hour, well, maybe the one Reuven who said the third hour meant at the beginning of the third hour, and Shimon who said the fifth hour meant the end of the fifth hour, there's 3 hours between them. So how can you kill this Levi because you assume that there's no discrepancy because they're only half an hour out from when it really happened? You can't make such an assumption and kill Levi. So that's something the Gemara is going to address shortly. But Ika de Omra, the second version of Abaya, Omar Abaya, Kushatim Tzoloimar, Ledivri Ermeir, Odom Toye Mashu. Not like we saw before that according to Abaya, Abaya explains to Rav Meir that people don't make a mistake at all, and the end of the second hour and the beginning of the third hour is the same. No, the second version of Abaya says that Rav Meir says people make a mistake just a very, very little bit. We'll soon see what that means. L'divir Rabbi Yehuda, Odom Toya Shah Umashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people make a mistake, not just half an hour like the first version of Abaya, but an hour and a little bit. That's the second version of Abaya, and he's going to explain. L'divir Rabbi Meir, Odom Toya Mashu. Rabbi Meir, according to the second version of Abaya, that people make a mistake just a few minutes. Maisa ki hava, when did the incident happen? Ois b'soiv shtayim hava. The story could have happened either at the end of the second hour, the last few minutes of the second hour, or the first few minutes of the third hour. And therefore, because according to Rav Meir, when is it still valid? When do we say it's not a discrepancy? When Reuven said the second hour, Shimon said the third hour. So if it happened either at the end of the second hour, and then Shimon was out by a few minutes, or it happened at the beginning of the third hour, like Shimon said, and Reuven was out by a few minutes, people can make a mistake by a few minutes, and therefore the testimony is still valid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Odom toya shou mashu, people could make a mistake an hour and a bit. And because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that if Reuven says that the incident happened in the third hour and Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour, it's still not a discrepancy. So before Abaya explained, there's only half an hour mistake, assuming the incident happened exactly between the end of the third and the beginning of the fifth. It happened in the middle of the fourth hour. In this version of Abaya, no. He says that Maisa Kihava, the incident happened Oy Besoiv Sholish, either the end of the third hour, Oy Betchilas Chomish, or the beginning of the fifth hour. So V'chadmi Nayu Katoi, if it happened at the end of the third hour, then Reuven, who said it happened in the third hour, was accurate, and Shimon, who said it happened at the beginning of the fifth hour, the amount of time there is between the end of the third hour and the beginning of the fifth hour is an hour and a bit. If this incident happened at the beginning of the fifth hour, then Shimon was accurate, And Reuven made a mistake by an hour and a bit, because he said it happened in the third hour, meaning at the end of the third hour. Between the end of the third hour and the beginning of the fifth hour is just an hour and a bit. V'chad minayu kato yisho, mashu, and one of the two witnesses made a mistake by an hour and a bit. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that people make mistakes for an hour and a bit, and therefore the testimony is not necessarily a contradiction, and we can accept it. Continues the Gemara. Ozal Rav Huna bereda Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, went and omra l'shmaita kamei derova, and he said over this what he heard, this that Abaya explained the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and said it over to Rava. Omar, and Rava asked, Uma ilu daikinon bahani saadi. What would happen if we actually took the words they said very, very seriously? And dahai dekoma sholish, and when the Reuven said it happened in the third hour, b'tchilas sholish, he may well have meant the beginning of the third hour. V'hai dekoma chomish, when the second witness, when Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour, it happened b'soif chomish, the end of the fifth hour. It could have been that that's what they meant. And v'havya edus mukheshes, and then they are contradictory witnesses, because between the beginning of the third hour and the end of the fifth hour, you've got almost 3 hours in between, and nobody so far says that they make that people make mistakes within 3 hours. V'loy kotlinon, and in the event that indeed there are two witnesses, Reuven and Shimon, are contradicting each other, we're not going to kill Levi. And you, according to how Abaya explained it, you've got one witness who said the third hour and the other one who said the fifth hour, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the witnesses are valid. We're going to kill Levi just because misfaker, because of a suffix, because maybe Reuven meant the end of the third hour, maybe Shimon meant the beginning of the fifth hour. V'rachmon Omar, did the Torah not say v'shoftu ha'eda, the people should judge whoever needs judging, v'hitzilu ha'eda, and the people should try and save the accused murderer, try and find reasons of his innocence, to save his life. We're not looking to kill people. Only if it's 100% clear that he's a murderer, then we have to kill him. Over here, just because it could be that they're not contradicting each other, you're going to kill him. Elo Omar Rava. Rava's got a different explanation, a third explanation with Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda as to how much people make mistakes. L'divri Reb Meir, Odom toye shtei shoyis chosar mashu. According to Rava, Reb Meir holds that people make mistakes just under 2 hours. So when, according to Reb Meir, we saw in the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin, that if one witness, if Reuven says that it happened in the second hour, and Shimon has said it happened in the third hour, even if you took the extreme gap between them, that the second hour means the beginning of the second hour, and the third hour means the end of the third hour, you have just under 2 hours in between. And Rava says, Reb Meir holds that a mistake of under 2 hours is acceptable. People can get confused by that amount of time. And therefore, we don't assume that there's a discrepancy. The Divi Reb Yehuda, Kunt Reb Yehuda, Odom toye sholo isho is chosar mashu. Kunt Reb Yehuda, he holds that people can make a mistake of anything up to just under 3 hours. And then we can understand. Reb Yehuda said that if Reuven says it happened in the third hour and Shimon says it happened in the fifth hour, we assume that it could have happened. Reuven could have meant the beginning of the third hour and Shimon could have meant the end of the fifth hour. The difference between the beginning of the third hour and the end of the fifth hour is just under 3 hours, and people can make that amount of a mistake. So, when did the incident happen, according to Reb Meir? It could have happened right at the beginning of the second hour. It could have happened right at the end of the third hour. And one of the two witnesses, Kotoi, made a mistake, just under 2 hours. And according to Reb Meir, that's okay. It's not considered a discrepancy. When was the incident, according to Reb Yehuda? It could have happened right at the beginning of the third hour, like Reuven said. Or right at the end of the fifth hour, like Shimon said. And one of them made a mistake of just under 3 hours. And according to Reb Yehuda, that's acceptable. It's not considered a discrepancy. So till now we've explained the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, we've had three explanations: Abaya version 1, Abaya version 2, and Rava. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, hoyu boidkin oisoi b'sheva chakiris. We learnt in the Mishnah that in Sanhedrin that the Beis Din, before killing Levi, they would question Reuven and Shimon, obviously not in front of each other, with seven questions, seven chakiris. Be'ezah Shavua, which shmita of the seven shmitas there are in every Yovel cycle, which shmita did it happen in? Be'ezah Shono, within the shmita, which year of the shmita was it, of the seven-year cycle? Be'ezah Chodesh, in which month was it? Bekama B'chodesh, what day of the month was it? Be'ezah Yoin, what day of the week was it? Be'ezah Shah, what time of the day was it? And Be'ezah Mokim, and where was it? Besides for these seven questions, they would ask a whole lot of other questions about the color and the size and the weapon that was used for the murder. And they would ask all sorts of other questions just to try and determine whether these two witnesses are saying the truth and they're both testifying to the same deed that happened or not. Ma bein chakiris lebedikos? What's the halachic ramification between these seven questions known as chakiris and the other questions known as bedikos? Says the Gemara, chakiris, Omar echod mehen ein yodeh. If one of the two witnesses say, "I don't know," to any one of these seven questions, eduson betela, then their whole testimony is nullified, is invalid. We'll soon see why. Bedikos, however, all the other questions that they asked, afilu shneim oimrim einon yoidim, even if both witnesses say on one or more of the questions, "We don't know," eduson kayemes, it's not yet a reason to invalidate their testimony. Ravinon ba, when we were discussing this, we wanted to know, maishno chakirois, maishno bedikos. Why is it that the seven questions of the chakirois, that it's so important and fundamental that both witnesses can answer all seven questions? And Maishna Bedikos, why is it different to the Bedikos that even if they don't know the answers, the testimony is still valid? V'omrinon, and we said that Chakirois, Omar Echod Mem Ein Yoidea, Eduson Betela. The reason that if one of the witnesses, if any one of the witnesses cannot answer one of the seven questions accurately, which means the seven questions which determine time and place, then we cannot accept the witness, the testimony. Why? And this is a rule, we're going to learn about this at length in Maseches Makis, that in order for testimony to be valid, it has to be a type of testimony that Eidim Zoymimin, which means that another set of Eidim could come and turn the first set into Eidim Zoymimin, which means that Reuven and Shimon are now testifying that Levi killed Yehuda, but what happens if Yisachar and Zvulun, another set of Eidim, come and say, "Hey, you Reuven and Shimon, you testified that Levi killed Yehuda in such and such a time, such and such a place, you were with us at that time in a different place, so you could not have been testifying such. The story is made up. It's just a plot. It's not the truth." And then those second Eidim, Yisachar and Zvulun, will then turn Reuven and Shimon into Eidim Zoymimin. And there's a whole perek in Maseches Makis discussing what happens consequent to that. And it's a parasha in the Torah. So the halacha is that an Eidus, any testimony at all in Beis Din, that it's not possible to turn them into Eidim Zoymimin, which means if there any witness in Beis Din is not giving accurate testimony to time and place, which is what it takes for Yisachar and Zvulun to turn them into Eidim Zoymimin by saying it's such a time and such a place, you were elsewhere, you were with us, we saw that you couldn't have, at that time, you were not in that place that you say that you were, then if in the absence of the ability to be able to say that in that time and place you were not there, then the testimony is invalid. That's the halacha, that any Eidus she'iyat yochel azimo is not considered Eidus. So if these seven questions called chakirois, if any one of these seven questions are not answered accurately by both witnesses, the whole testimony is invalid. However, bedikos, all the other questions, whether they used this tool, whether supposedly Levi used this tool to kill Yehuda or this tool to kill Yehuda. It doesn't really matter if they know or if they don't know. That is not going to be an active detail that's going to help turn Reuven and Shimon into Edim Zaymin. Because the only thing that turns them into Edim Zaymin is that at this time you are in a different place. And the tool that they used is nothing to do with it. So Bedikos Edus Shatiochil Azimohi. Even if they do not answer, that means if any one of the witnesses, for example, if Reuven says, I don't know which day it was, I don't know which month it was, but I know it happened, then from that point on, there's no way of making them Edim Zaymin. No, Yisachar and Zvulun couldn't come along and say, you were with us at that time, because I didn't say what time it was, I didn't say what day it was. So in the absence of one of the Chakirois, then we're not allowing Yisachar and Zvulun to be able to turn you into Edim Zaymin. However, in the absence of any of the other answers of the other questions, it would still be possible for Yisachar and Zvulun to turn Reuven and Shimon into Edim Zaymin, and therefore it doesn't matter if Reuven or Shimon don't know the exact answers to those questions. And that's why it's called Edus Shatayochei Lazimohi. Even if you don't have the answer to one of the Bedikos, the overall testimony is still a type of testimony that could still be overturned as time and place was incorrect, and therefore it's a valid testimony. That is another introduction of the Gemara. And now the Gemara is coming back to our Mishnah. We're putting all this together. If it's true, like you just said now, let's take Rava for example. According to Rava, according to Reb Meir, people can make mistakes of up to 2 hours. According to Rava, according to Reb Yehuda, people can make mistakes of up to 3 hours. So he says, one of the 7 questions that determine time is not only which Shemitah was it, and not only which year in the Shemitah, which month, which day of the week it is, but they want to know what time of the day it was. And if people can make mistakes like that, then again, then you have a problem. That even if they're going to tell you the time, it's going to be Eidos She'i Atayochei Lazimo. Because if Reuven says it happened in the 2nd hour, and then Yisachar and Zvulun come and say that in the 2nd hour you were with us in a different place, that's not going to turn Reuven into an Eid Zaymim, because Reuven will say, I thought it was 2 o'clock, but don't you remember the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda says, maybe I made a mistake of about 3 hours, maybe really it didn't happen in the 2nd hour, maybe it happened in the 5th hour. If it happened in the 5th hour, and you, Yisachar Zvulun, saw me in the 2nd hour elsewhere, that doesn't mean that I'm lying. So saying the time, if people can make mistakes to that extent, then any Eidus is Iatayochel Azimo. The question that they ask, what time was it? It's always going to be an Eidus that you cannot be mazim, you cannot refute it by saying you are with us in that time, because the fact that you are with me in the time that I said doesn't mean that I lied, because maybe the time I said was a mistake by 3 hours. The Omri, Mitika to Inon. Reuven or Shimon can say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't mean 2, I meant the 5th hour. Answers the Gemara, Diavinon Luhu Kula to Usayhu. That means as follows. According to Reb Meir, people can make mistakes for 2 hours. So, if so, in order for Yisachar and Zvulun to turn Reuven and Shimon into Edim Zaymin, it's not, so for example, if Reuven said that the incident happened in the 2nd hour, to turn him into an Eid Zaymim, it's not good enough for Yisachar and Zvulun to say, you are with us in the 2nd hour somewhere else. No. Yisachar and Zvulun have to say, you are with us not only in the 2nd hour, but the 2 hours before it and the 2 hours after it. Because that's how much people make a mistake of up to 2 hours. So in order to turn Reuven or Shimon into Edim Zaymin, Yisachar Zvulun indeed has to give witness that the whole period of time, the whole 5 hour period for according to Reb Meir says you can be 2 hours out either way, plus the hour that Reuven said that that's when it was, a 5 hour discrepancy to make them into Edim Zaymin, you have to say for the entire 5 hours you were elsewhere. According to Reb Yehuda, it's got to be a 6 hour period. We'll soon see the details, it's not so accurate that, but as of now, in order to turn them into Edim Zaymin, you would have to say 3 hours before, 3 hours after, and the hour that they actually said, all those hours, the whole 7 hour time, you were not in that place, and that's how they would become Edim Zoymimin. And now the Gemara is going to give us the numbers. Let's remember, according to Reb Meir said in the Mishnah we saw before in the Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that if Reuven said the incident happened in the second hour, Shimon said the incident happened in the third hour. So we explained before, Abaye 1, Abaye 2, Rava, they explained that it's not a discrepancy. Reuven and Shimon, they have not contradicted each other. How would we actually make Reuven and Shimon? Let's say we wanted Reuven and Shimon to become Zoymimin. What we'd have to do is, we would have to really take each of these Edim and say, for example, Reuven said the incident happened in the second hour. So to become Edim Zoymimin, as we said, Yisachar and Zvulun will have to come and say that Reuven was not at that place that he said the murder happened, not in the second hour, which is the hour he said, not the 2 hours before, and not the 2 hours after. And for Shimon, who said it happened in the third hour, for him to become an Eid Zoymim, it would have to be that Yisachar and Zvulun say that you, Shimon, were with us the third hour, and the 2 hours before, and the 2 hours after. This is according to Rava's explanation. So all in all, if the Yisachar and Zvulun want to make Reuven and Shimon Edim Zoymin, what would they have to say? They would have to say the second hour, which is when Reuven said it happened, the 2 hours before the second hour, the third hour, the 2 hours after the second hour because of Reuven, and the 2 hours after the third hour because of Shimon. So really that would mean, in real terms, it would mean 2 hours before the second hour, which means the first hour of the day and the last hour of the night. So the 12th hour of the night, the first hour of the day, the second hour of the day, the third hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day, and that would be enough to make Reuven into an Eid Zoymim, but you have to add on the fifth hour of the day, and that way Shimon becomes an Eid Zoymim, because Shimon said that the incident happened in the third hour. If it happened in the third hour, 2 hours before that is the first and second hour of the day, 2 hours after that is the fourth and fifth hour of the day. So in order for Yisachar and Zvulun to make Reuven and Shimon together into Eid Zoymim, they would have to say that you, Reuven and Shimon, were with us from the 12th hour of that night until the end of the fifth hour of the day. You were not in the place that you said that the murder happened, and then we know that Reuven and Shimon are Edim Zoymimin. But that's the mathematics would turn out that way, but it's not accurate. Why? Because if Reuven said it happened in the second hour of the day, then we say that, yeah, he might have made the mistake of up to 2 hours, according to Rava's explanation in Reb Meir. But you're not going to make a mistake between day and night. So you might make a mistake between the second hour and the day and the first hour of the day, or the second hour and the third hour, or the second hour and the fourth hour. But making a mistake between the second hour of the day and the 12th hour of the night, that's a mistake that wouldn't happen. So if Reuven said it happened in the second hour of the day, you definitely didn't make that mistake. It definitely happened in the day. In which case, to make Reuven and Shimon into Edim Zoymimin, it's enough if Yisachar and Zvulun come and say that you two are with us in a different place from the first hour of the day till the end of the fifth hour of the day. Let's see that inside. L'Reb Meir, Yavinon Luhu, Mitchilas Shor Rishoyna, from the beginning of the first hour, Ad Soif Chomish, until the end of the fifth hour, and then Reuven and Shimon are Edim Zoymimin. Ubedinhu, it would have worked out, Denesiv Luhu Meikora Tfei, that really you should have to dispute Reuven an extra hour before, because people make a mistake 2 hours. And Reuven said that it happened at the second hour of the day. How can you turn me into an Eid Zoymim? Maybe I was out by 2 hours. Maybe it happened 2 hours earlier, the last hour of the night. No. Elo ben yomom lelayla lo tov inchi. People don't make a mistake between day and night. So if you said it happened the second hour of the day, it definitely didn't happen at night. And therefore, we give you 1 hour before, from the beginning of the day, up until 2 hours after you said, and if all that span of time you were not in the place that you said you were when you said that Levi killed Yehuda, then that means you're an Eid Zoymim, and all the halachas of Eidim Zoymim apply, and we certainly don't kill Levi. Ul Reb Yehuda, And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that people make a mistake for 3 hours each end, then and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven said it happened in the third hour of the day, and Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour of the day. Yavinon luhu mitchilas sharishayna, from the beginning of the first hour of the day, v'ad soif shishis, until the end of the sixth hour of the day. Because, and here again, really you should have many more hours. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about that Reuven said it happened the third hour of the day. So what's the 3 hours before that he may have made a mistake? The second hour of the day, the first hour of the day, and the last hour of the night. Okay, but we already know that we assume that it didn't happen in the night if you said it happened in the day. How many hours after? If you said it happened in the third hour, well, you may have made a mistake. It may have happened in the fourth, fifth, or sixth hour. Okay, so in order to make the first aid, to make Reuven into an aid zoimim, you have to say that he was not in that place from the first hour of the day till the sixth hour of the day. Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour of the day. He may have made a mistake 3 hours either way. 3 hours before the fifth hour is the fourth hour, the third hour, and the second hour. So from the beginning of the second hour, second, third, fourth, the fifth hour, which is when he said it happened, and theoretically the sixth hour, seventh hour, and eighth hour, he may have made a mistake. But no, a person does not make a mistake between before midday and after midday. And therefore, even though a person could make a mistake for 3 hours either way, but not going back from night to day, and not from first half of the day to the second half of the day. In which case, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to make Reuven and Shimon into Edim Zoimin, when Reuven said that the scene happened, the murder happened in the third hour, and Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour, it's enough for Yisachar and Zvolun to come and say, both of you were with us from the first hour until the end of the sixth hour in a different place, and then they're Edim Zoimin. That's what the Gemara says here. Yovinon lehu mitchilos sharishayna at soif shishis. Ubedin hu, and really should have been denesiv lumi korotvei. We should have already said that the last hour of the night is also part of the time that he may have got confused because it's 3 hours up or down. Elo bein yomam v'leilu lo toyinshi. People don't make a mistake between day and night. Ubedin hu, and it should be that in order to make Shimon, who said it happened in the fifth hour, into an eid zoimim, you have to rule out that he didn't make a mistake with 3 hours after the fifth hour. No, it's enough that you can say that it didn't happen in the fifth or sixth hour, because if you said it happened in the fifth hour, it definitely didn't happen after the sixth hour, because that's already after Chatzos. Nobody makes a mistake between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Ubedinhu de enesiv lekamei tfei, that really 3 hours after the 5 hours goes beyond the sixth hour. Elo shebehei, in the fifth hour, chamo b'mizrach, the sun is still on the east side. Ubezayin, in the seventh hour, the end of the sixth hour, chamo b'mayrev, the sun is on the west side. And people don't make a mistake between the east and the west, and therefore it's enough if we can disprove Shimon and say that if Shimon said that in the fifth hour something happened, if we can prove that you, Shimon, was not in that place in the fifth hour and the sixth hour, we know that it didn't happen in the seventh hour and beyond, then Shimon is an Eid Zoimim. Obviously, you have to also say that Shimon wasn't in that place in the 3 hours prior to the fifth hour. Continues the Gemara. And now we're coming back to our Mishnah. Tanan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Rab Meir Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh, that you can eat chomets the entire fifth hour. The Soilfin B'tchilas Sheish, and you burn the chomets the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oichlin Kol Arba, you can eat the chomets in the fourth hour of the day, of Erev Pesach. V'toilin Kol Chomesh, in the fifth hour, you can feed your animals, but you yourself cannot eat chomets, but you do not have to burn the chomets yet. V'soilfin B'tchilas Sheish, and you eat the chomets, and you burn the chomets at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Le'abaya aliba de Rav Meir, according to the way Abaya explained Rav Meir, de Omar, in the first version of Abaya, de Omar ein adam toye v'loy klum, people do not make a mistake with the time. That was how Abaya explained Rav Meir, in the first version of Abaya. Nechel kuloshis, if so, let people eat chomets the whole of the sixth hour. People don't make mistakes in time, according to Rav Meir, and they'll burn the chomets immediately at the end of the sixth hour. Ulhach lishne nami de Omar odom toye mashu, and the second version of Abaya, that says that people make a mistake just by a little bit, Nechel at Seif Shishis, you can eat chometz, not the whole 6th hour, but until almost the end of the 6th hour, and then burn the chometz. And the last few minutes of the 6th hour, where people make a mistake by a few minutes, don't eat, because you may make a mistake. It may be in the beginning of the 7th hour, and that you're not allowed to eat. Minat Torah. Va'abaya libud Rabbi Yehuda. That was the questions according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to stop eating chometz at the end of the 4th hour. According to Abaya explained Rabbi Yehuda, Da'oma Adam Toya Chetzi Shah. According to the first version of Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda says that people only make a mistake half an hour. If so, why do you say that you have to stop eating chometz at the end of the 4th hour? Nechel ad palga deshis. Let people eat until half an hour before the end of the 6th hour. The last half an hour, people make a mistake, so stop eating half an hour earlier. But why do you stop them and 2 hours before the end of the 6th hour? Ulahach Lishna, the second version of Abaya, who says, Nami, the Omrus, Odom Toya Shoo Mashu, that explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, people make a mistake for an hour plus, Nechel at Seif Chomish, so let them eat almost till the beginning of the 5th hour. That means, let them eat till the end of the 5th hour, which is only an hour and a bit before the 7th hour, which is when it's really Osa. That means the whole 6th hour it should be Osa, and a few minutes the end of the 5th hour, and let them eat the whole 5th hour. Or not the whole 5th hour, but most of the 5th hour. So why do you stop them eating at the end of the 4th hour? Elo Omar Abaya. Abaya says as follows, there's a fundamental difference between testimony, which is what we've just explained in the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin, with Reuven and Shimon trying to kill Levi with the accusation that Levi killed Yehuda. There's a fundamental difference between that and eating chometz. That Eidos, giving testimony, that could actually end up killing Levi, if the testimony is accurate and Levi's a murderer, they're going to kill Levi. That is Masura that was handed over. That's the only people that would give testimony are Zerizim, are very meticulous people. And they are people who don't make such big mistakes. And therefore, as we saw, they make, according to Rabbi Meir, all the opinions we just saw now, the mistakes are much less because the people who are giving the testimony are much more meticulous and careful people. Chometz, however, regarding the issa of eating chometz, l'chol mosur, it's given over to everybody, every Tom, Dick and Harry, as they say, they all have to make sure not to eat chometz on Pesach. And these people may end up making much more of a mistake. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to eat the whole 6th hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're also not allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. Verova aliba de Rabbi Meir. So that's the way we just addressed Abaya, the seeming contradiction between Abaya's understanding in the Sanhedrin, in the testimony, versus Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by chometz. Continues the Gemara, all that was explaining Abaya, Verova. Rava also had an explanation in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and we said Alibud Rabbi Meir. Rava explained Rabbi Meir the Omar Odom Toyesh Teisho is Chosar Mashu. According to Rava, Rabbi Meir holds that people could make a mistake for 2 hours. If so, we have now an opposite question to we had from Abaya. Mitchilas Hei Loi Nechel. How can you, Rabbi Meir, say in our Mishnah that you can eat chometz the whole 5th hour? But according to Rava, Rabbi Meir says people make a mistake for 2 hours. You're not allowed to eat chometz min haTorah from the 7th hour. So people might make a mistake on the 7th hour thinking it's the 5th hour. And they're going to eat. You should really stop people eating chometz the 5th hour as well. And then 5th hour and 6th hour will be asa. You've given a 2 hour gap that even if people make a mistake by 2 hours, you won't reach the 7th hour. The 7th hour, which is asa. Why do you, Rabbi Meir, say in the Mishnah you're allowed to eat chometz in the 5th hour? You should say the 5th hour you're not allowed to eat chometz. Answers the Gemara, hey, in the 5th hour, chamo b'mizrach, the sun is still in the east. V'zayin, however, when it comes to the Zman Issa, which is from the 7th hour, chamo b'mayriv, then the sun is already on the west, it's already on the side where it's going to set, and people can see very clearly when it's before the 7th hour and when it's after the 7th hour. And therefore, there's no risk of people, oh, if you allow people to eat in the fifth hour, you're not taking any chances. Asks the Gemara, if so, yahachi b'shis nami nechel. So let them eat in the sixth hour as well, because the sixth hour, the sun is still in the east, and in the seventh hour, it's going to be in the west, and people won't make a mistake. So let them eat in the sixth hour as well. Omer of Adabar Ava, no, in the sixth hour, it's possible to make a mistake, because shis, in the sixth hour, yoima, the sun, Bekarna Sukoi, it's in the corner, which means it's the Rashi explains why it's called in the corner. Really, it means that it's above our heads, and therefore it's very, very bright, and it's possible to get confused a little bit between the sixth hour and the beginning of the seventh hour. So we say don't eat in the sixth hour, but between the fifth hour, where it's very, very clear that the sun is not yet over onto the west, therefore nobody would make that mistake, and therefore, according to Reb Meir, you're allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour. Continues the Gemara of Rava Libad Reb Yehuda. Rava says that according to Reb Yehuda, the Omar Odom Toye Sholei Shois Chosar Mashu. According to Reb Yehuda, as Rava explained, people could make a mistake of almost 3 hours. Mitchilas Dalad Loi Nechel. Why do you, Reb Yehuda, say that you're allowed to eat chometz the whole of the fourth hour? You shouldn't allow people to eat chometz in the fourth hour because they might eat it in the seventh hour thinking it's the fourth hour because people make a mistake 3 hours apart. But if you say you're not allowed to eat chometz fourth, fifth, and sixth, then whatever happens, people won't be eating chometz. Even if they make a mistake, they won't eat chometz after the sixth hour. Mitchilas Dalad Leinechel, says the Gemara, no. Hey, in the fifth hour, chamo b'mizrach. The sun is in the east, the same as we explained with Reb Meir. V'shiva, but in the seventh hour, which is when it's also minatayra, chama b'mayrev, then the chama is in the west. Says the Gemara v'kolshkein dalud, and if in the fifth hour it's so clear to see that the sun is still in the east, obviously in the fourth hour it's clear to see, and there's no risk of a mistake happening. Asks the Gemara, ihachi behei nami nechel. If so, let them eat in the fifth hour. You, Rabbi Yehuda, say in the Mishnah, they're not allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour. Let them eat in the fifth hour. It's still clear in the fifth hour that the sun is not gone over to the west. It's still in the east. No one's going to make a mistake. Answers the Gemara, Tirgama Abaya Libidarova, that Eidos Masurul is reason. Chometz Lekel Masur. You're right that as far as the Eidos is concerned, the testimony is concerned, there it's been given over only to very meticulous people, and there everybody knows that the fifth hour is the sun is on the east, and the seventh hour the sun is on the west. There's no risk, there's no mistakes. However, the chometz is given to anybody, people who've got no idea what they're doing and they don't understand where the sun is, and they're prone to make mistakes, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that these people, for everybody else, we don't let them eat in the fifth hour, but in the fourth hour we do let them eat. V'Rova Omar, that's how Abaya explains Rova. Rova himself gave another explanation. Rova Omar, lav hainu tamid Rabbi Yehuda. The reason that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're not allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour is not because we're afraid that people are going to get confused. No, people are not going to get confused. Rabbi Yehuda l'tameid Omar ein biur chometz elo sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda said that the mitzvah of biur chometz, of disposing chometz, should be done exclusively with burning. And when is the time for burning the chometz? In the sixth hour. But in order people should have time to collect firewoods, if they're allowed to eat right to the end of the fifth hour, then when are they going to collect the woods to make the fire? Therefore, they said, don't eat chometz in the fifth hour. V'yav l'rabbonon sho'achas, the chachomim gave them an hour, lilkoit bo'itzim, in order to collect wood. And then they'll have the wood ready for the beginning of the sixth hour to burn the chometz. Continues the Gemara. Esvi Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asked Rava the following question, or from a brisa. You, Rava, just said now that the reason that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to burn the chometz, you're not allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour, is because when the chometz is being disposed of, then it has to be disposed of with wood in the sixth hour, because you have to burn it and give them the fifth hour to collect the wood. But we learnt explicitly, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Amosai, when is it true that the best way of doing biur chometz, of disposing the chometz, is with burning, is shaloi b'shas biuroi. That's only if you get rid of it before the sixth hour. Aval b'shas biuroi, if you're getting rid of it at the time that the Chachomim allotted for that, which is the sixth hour, Hashbasase b'chol dovor, you can get rid of the chometz in any which way you want. Just make sure you dispose of it. It doesn't have to be burnt. If so, then why do you not let them eat the chometz in the fifth hour? The only reason we said that, because we said you don't get confused between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. So let them eat in the fifth hour and let them get rid of the chometz however they want in the sixth hour. Elo Omar Rava. Rava says a different explanation. Gezeira mishum yoim ham'unon. The reason that you can't eat, of course people know the difference between when the sun is in the west and the sun is in the east. And therefore in the fifth hour we should really let them eat the chometz. However, what happens if it happens to be a cloudy day and you can't see exactly where if the sun is on the east or on the west? Because of a yom ha'un on a cloudy day, we don't let them eat chometz in the fifth hour either. Asks the Gemara, if it's a cloudy day, how could you let them eat in the fourth hour either? They might think it might be the seventh hour already, which is seriously also to eat chometz, and they'll think it's the fourth hour because it's a cloudy day. And how do you let them eat in the fourth hour either? Says the Gemara, Rav Papa says no. Dalud, the fourth hour, everybody knows whether it's cloudy or whether it's not cloudy. I don't know how they knew, but everybody knows when the fourth hour is. Even in a cloudy day, because that was the time where everybody would eat their morning meal, and therefore everybody knew when the fourth hour was. And therefore there's no problem. The fourth hour is when everybody eats their meal. You can eat your chometz. It's definitely not the seventh hour. After the fourth hour, people can get confused, especially if it's a cloudy day, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, after the fourth hour, no more eating chometz. And now the Gemara is digressing to the time that different people would eat their morning meal. Tonu Rabbonon, Shor Shoino Maichol Ludim, the first hour of the day, the people of Ludim, which are either cannibals or otherwise gluttons, who they were just very gluttonous people, and they would eat first thing in the morning, first opportunity. Shnia, the second hour of the day, Michael Listim, is when the thieves used to eat, because they would be up all night robbing, they would rest an hour in the morning, and they would get up and eat. Shlishis, the third hour of the day, is Michael Yerushim, of people who inherited riches, never had to go to work, and didn't work. They don't go to work. Third hour of the day, they're eating their meals. Revius, the fourth hour, is Michael Poyalim. After the workers have already worked a few hours, now is the time for the workers to eat their morning meal. The laborers. Chamishis, the fifth hour of the day, is Michael Talmidei Chachomim. That's when the Talmidei Chachomim would eat their morning meal. Shishis, and the sixth hour, is Michael Kol Adam. All the other people would eat in the sixth hour of the day. Asks the Gemara. V'omer of Papa. Of Papa said things a bit differently. Revius is Mansu de la Kolhi, as we saw before. A few minutes just before we learned this braisa, that's what Rav Papa said, that the fourth hour is when everybody would eat their meal. That's when they all knew it was the fourth hour, and therefore, Erev Pesach, there's no confusion in the fourth hour. Elo Epoch, you have to turn it around, says the Gemara. Revius, indeed, is Michael Kol Adam, is the hour that all people would eat. Chamishis, Michael Poyalim, in the fifth hour of the day, that's when the laborers would eat. Shishis Michael Talmidei Chachomim, the sixth hour of the day, that's when Talmidei Chachomim would learn. They've davened and they've spent time learning. Now is the fifth, the Talmidei Chachomim would eat their morning meal in the sixth hour. Mikan ve'elech, eating a morning meal after the sixth hour is pretty useless, is more or less useless to the body. It's kazerik evan lechemus, it's like throwing a stone into a bag, and it's not good. It's not good. Omar Abaya said, however, lo omron elo deloy toim midi besafra. When is it true that eating the first meal after the sixth hour is not good? That's only if you didn't taste anything at all from the morning. Aval toim midi besafra, if you tasted something in the morning, less lon bo, then it's okay to postpone the morning meal even after the sixth hour. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ravashi, kemachleikus be'edus, kach machleikus b'chometz. There's something in common between the Machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin we saw in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah here regarding Bedikas Chometz. That in both of them, that Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a larger gap where people would make a mistake. And that's why we see, and the Mishnah says that according to Rav Meir, you can eat chometz in the fifth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't. In the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Let's take Rava, for example. Rav Meir says you make a mistake for up to 2 hours, and Rav Yehuda says you can make a mistake up to 3 hours. Says the Gemara, Pshita, what are you, Rav Ashi, coming to say? We know that there's a machlokes in Sanhedrin, and we know there's a machlokes in Psachim, and we know that it all works in sync, as the Gemara explained. Pshita, hainu hachta omrinon. This is what we've been discussing all along, and that there's no contradictions between the time spans in Erev Pesach and the time spans in the testimony. We've already explained that all the differences, that's the Gemara, everything we've just learned now, there's a difference between whether it's the meticulous people are coming or if it's for everybody. There's a difference between before midday, after midday, all the differences that we've had, and we've explained that there's no contradiction between the numbers mentioned regarding Bedikas Chometz and the numbers mentioned regarding testimony. Says the Gemara, Hokam Ashmalon. What Rav Ashi was coming to impress on us was that Shinuya de Shoninon, that all the answers we've given in this whole Amud, Shinuyahu, they are accurate answers. Veloy Teima Tanoihi, and don't suggest that there's a Machlekas. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Psachim may be two different Tanoim arguing with each other as to how much of a mistake we make. That in Psachim, regarding Bedikas Chometz, Rav Meir says you make a mistake 1 hour and Rav Yehuda says 2 hours. And regarding Sanhedrin, that Rav Meir says you make a mistake 2 hours and Rav Yehuda says 3 hours. And these two Tanaim are arguing, that means that the Tana who wrote the Mishnah in Sanhedrin would say that regarding Psachim, regarding Bedikas Chometz, you have to add an extra hour. According to Rav Meir, people make a mistake for 2 hours, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to eat chometz even in the fourth hour. And according to Rav Yehuda, 3 hours, and you wouldn't be allowed to eat chometz even in the fourth hour. And as we saw in the questions of the Gemara, who told you that there are the two Mishnayos actually not a contradiction, and they can be reconciled in the ways that the whole Gemara here is discussed? That's what Rav Ashi was coming to say, that the two machlokes, they're not contradicting each other, and everything works in sync. And don't say that it's two Mishnayos are arguing. No, there's no machlokes here, and all the Mishnayos are working in sync. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Simi Bar Ashi, Lo Yishonu Elo B'Shois. This that we said, that there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether that if one person said, one, if Reuven said that the proposed murder of that Levi murdered Yehuda, that Reuven says it happened the second hour, and Shimon says it happened the third hour. According to Yehuda, Reuven says it happened in the third hour, and Shimon said it happened in the fifth hour. And then we say the testimony is valid, even though there's some type of a discrepancy. So that is only Loishonu Ela B'Shois. That's only if they actually mentioned numbers: second hour, third hour, third hour, fifth hour. However, Aval Echod Oimer Koidem Hanetzachamo, Echod Oimer Achar Hanetzachamo, Edusam Betela. If Reuven said that Levi killed Yehuda before sunrise, and Shimon said after sunrise, even though the gap between before sunrise and after sunrise may not necessarily be as much of a gap as between the second hour and third hour, or third hour and fifth hour. However, in that case, everybody agrees that the Edus is bottle. We ignore the testimony. Says the Gemara, Pshita. It goes without, why, what's the Chiddush? What are you trying to say? Of course, if one says it happened before Netz and one second happened after Netz, there's no making a mistake between before Netz and after Netz. And therefore, of course, they're either lying or they're certainly not giving testimony to the same incident. Elo, what Rav Simi Bar Ashi actually meant was, Echad Omer Koidem HaNeitzachamo VeEchad Omer B'Soich HaNeitzachamo. If Reuven said that the incident happened before sunrise and Shimon said B'Soich HaNeitz, it happened at sunrise, then I may have thought before sunrise and at sunrise it's the same time, more or less, and maybe they're not contradicting each other. No. Rav Simi Bar Ashi is saying Eduson B'Teila, their testimony is invalid. Says the Gemara, Honami Pshita. That should also be simple. If one person says clearly it was before sunrise and the other one says it was at sunrise, then, and it's very clear, you don't make a mistake between before sunrise and sunrise, so it's clear that there's a discrepancy here. No. Maudetema, I may have thought, Tarvayu Chodemilse Ka'omri, that they're both saying the same time. They both mean the incident happened at the same time. And really, when did it happen? It happened just before the sunrise. V'hoduk omar b'soich ha'netzach hamo, and this person that said it happened at sunrise, no, what he actually meant was b'giluyah havakoy, it actually happened when the first glow of the sun was already visible, was aruri b'al mudachaza, and all he saw was the rays of the sun. So that's why he said it happened at sunrise, but really the sun hadn't risen yet. Really, it was just before sunrise. And then it's not a contradiction to the Reuven who said it was before Netzach Hamo. Komash Malon, that's what Simi Barashi is saying, no. If one person, Reuven, said it happened before sunrise, and Shimon said it happened at sunrise, it is a contradiction, and the testimony is invalid. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.